So, hey guys, welcome back to Quality Content with Kusman. Yeah, today in the house we have Sensei, formerly known as Sensei, like those people with the fights. Yeah, so clean. Hey Sensei now. So how are you doing now? How are you doing?
Bro, I'm just like excited, like I'm fine and I'm really amped because of course, like obviously I just wrote my EP and it's a great feeling when you eventually put out the body of work that I've been working on for like and so I'm just in high spirit, man. High spirits and I'm chill. That's really chill.
Okay, yeah. So the name change, quickly run me through the name change. What happened? Why was that? Like, why did you
Yeah.
change the name?
Actually, I had like this particular set of friends and fans that were always like, streaming my music and they always had issues like looking me up on platforms, and each time they tried to look for me on platforms, yeah, they were
Yeah.
always like a lot of senses. Like if you check Apple Music and a lot of other platforms, you find like countless senses. So like it was always conflicting. They'd end up streaming other people's song. I mean, I had this particular lady from she's in UK, so she's been a fan for like a very long time. Like she randomly messages me on Instagram telling me how good my music is and all of that. So I was like, there was one time I just asked her, okay, which one of my songs is your favorite? She mentioned one song like that. Like, bro, I didn't make that. That's not even. I didn't ask her to like take a screenshot of the page where she listens to my music on it. Then she sends me something that wasn't mine. Like, bro, like this is not my profile. This is not me, man. You've been streaming the wrong Sensei this whole time. And she was like,
Imagine.
yeah, it was crazy. So like, see, you have to hit this link in my bio to look me up in my own Sensei with the dollar sign. So I just thought of it, and then I was like, man, this thing is going to keep causing confusion because I just wonder how many other people have been streaming at the wrong, Sensei. So, and then I just thought of it like Sensei. I just like, I don't know how the inspiration just came, yeah.
Like Buju changes on to Benson or something. I say this
Yeah.
is new, yeah, but the new one Sensei, it makes sense. I
Kind of
like
like, the pronunciation is just like almost the same thing, like
it's
Sensei.
almost the same. It's almost the
Yeah.
same. So it's
Yeah.
probably good. It's going to be easy to get used to.
Yeah. It's like, I just like one with it, man. So here we are, bro.
So Sensei, where are you from?
From Edo State, actually.
If I'm Edo State, were you born in Edo State?
I was born in Lagos.
Okay, you're born in Lagos.
Yeah,
So do you okay, you continue.
my folks are both from Edo State, so like born and bred in Lagos, but
Oh.
typical Benin boy, normal.
So
Yes.
what artists did you grow up listening to?
Okay, when I was like very, 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 very much younger, yeah, my pops used to listen to Michael Jackson like a whole fucking lot, like. My dad buys he bought like it, like he always bought Michael Jackson's album, like we could never get enough. It was always, from Billie Jean to I can't actually remember though, but I was always listening to Michael Jackson when I was like growing up. And then along the line I started listening to Chris Brown. Like Chris Brown like really, really inspired me a lot, And then I went from Chris Brown to listening to a bunch of other artists. I mean, I got inspired to by Wizkid to like, who wasn't inspired by Wizkid now? And then,
Very,
and
very,
then,
very, very
yeah, for
serious question.
no, I don't think there's a Wizkid song that I don't know. And then I started listening to a bunch of other artists I can actually recall. But then lately, I've been vibing a lot to Travis, and I mean, I get all of my inspirations from him. You know, you can tell by the dress sense and that. And yeah, so like Travis, like my main inspiration. So yeah, but then I do listen to love like different genres, like different artists from different regions of the world. So my inspiration is just not mainly from one artist. I listen to like a whole lot of artists. So, but mainly, like from the onset, it was initially Chris Brown, like Chris Breezy, like bro, he used to be my mentor then. So
Do
yeah,
you dance like he does?
no. But I know how to. Oh yeah, who dash me? That's not my meat. Breakdance not my habit. Well, my body though, like normal dancing and all that. So yeah, bro.
So Sensei is here with another EP after Vibes from Sensei last year. I really liked Vibes from Sensei. My favorite, personal favorite from Vibes from Sensei was Wangili. I know I raised that song like mad.
Appreciate that, bro.
Do you have a personal best on Vibes from Sensei?
Bro, I can't see. That's a problem. Yeah, that's the problem. Like, it's always a hassle. Like, you struggle like deciding on which song should be my favorites. Like, when it comes to all of my music, and, like I get so confused. But like, I really don't know because just moments. I might think, okay, yeah, there were six songs in there are six songs in the EP, yeah. So like when I listen to them, I mean when I'm in I feel like it depends on my mood, yeah. Like if I'm in a very, very chill mood, yeah, and I'm listening to like any song on the EP, I might find myself like connecting more with Gwan Feel, like the first song, because it's just like really, really, really dirty. Like it's just, you know, it's giving, you know, it's giving these boy vibes, like
You're talking like the bad bitches
when I slang, we don't find ourselves the new thing. What to do, my guy? So like, yeah, it's really a struggle, like trying to decide. I mean, I don't like I can't pick a favorite of all my songs, so I wouldn't know what to pick if you asked me, bro. I'm sorry, but I'm not sorry.
so. Okay, so down to Bittersweet. So I saw the snippet. There's this video you dropped talking about how Bittersweet is you sharing to the world about heartbreaks and the pain and everything. So I know that this is like summer. This is like the season of heartbreak, like Burna Boy did with Last and everything. But the deal behind Last. So I want to ask, is there a particular girl behind Bittersweet?
Actually, there are particular girls that girls like general, yeah.
Okay, is he now plural? Okay, your particular.
It is all my life. I've only had like two girlfriends all my life, you know. So, you know, it was just like me collecting all of the feelings from the heartbreak and like, you know, putting them. But my last relationship was like my major heartbreak because it was really, really messy and all of that. But it was just me collecting the feelings and the emotions, like, you know, everything I went through and just like, you know, putting them in like a song, because there was no other way I could have expressed myself. I'm not the kind of person that once I'm like going through shit, like, you know, going through something, I go around like, you know, chatting it to other people. So like each time I just feel really, really, really down, and you know, the emotions start like coming. I just get my producer to just cook me something special, or I just go through my archive of beats that I already have, and then I just like channel all of that, you know, emotions and energy into the beats, you know, and just like download everything. So yeah, it was like personal for me, yeah. Like the songs were like really, really, they were like really personal for me. So yeah.
Okay, so the first track on the EP is Zombie.
Yeah.
Am I right? Yeah, Zombie. So, can you tell us what Zombie is all about, the process behind Zombie and how we went down?
Okay. Zombie was made around July 2021. Was last year actually. So
Yeah.
what happened? I was in a relationship, yeah. I mean, even though the
Okay.
relationship was like smooth, then it was like the problems haven't started like coming in. But then it just felt like I got this inspiration, yeah. Like there's this inspiration that just came to my head. So I started feeling some type of way about, things. And then imagining myself like being left behind by a girl just because I went broke and, things that just like fall apart for me. If you so like I don't know how the inspiration came, but I found myself making that song, and then I just like, started saying all those things like you're trying to leave me because everything don't spoil, all those kind of things. Because
Yeah.
if you listen to the song, there's a part where I said, I'm sure you're trying to okay, I don't forget my own lyrics.
Don't crab, not crab,
Shorty
you
getting
crab your things.
no. Shorty getting mine to throw away me for one corner. Like Shorty getting mine to throw me for one corner just because it. So what now happened was, like months after I made that song, yeah,
Yeah.
all of what I said in that song like started to manifest. Do you get me?
Wow.
Yeah, it was as if I projected all that was going to happen. So like everything that I said in that zombie song started happening. Like it just felt like so surreal. Because I just thought I was just making vibe, and then I didn't know the universe was trying to was preparing me for it. So the inspiration was from the future. I'd say that like it was from the from the future. You feel me? So it just everything just correlated at the end of the day. Like it just it was just perfect because everything that went down was like a total projection of the total projection I made. So yeah, that's how I came up with Zombie.
Okay.
Isn't that when you're upset, you expect kisses?
No, no, I'm just trying to talk to you.
Yeah, let me just tell you, you're so fucking demanding. This relationship is toxic as fuck. And I'm done with your bullshit. Like, I am finally done with your bullshit.
Okay.
Just leave it alone
okay,
a little
okay,
bit.
okay, okay.
So the next one is Cherry Coco. Yes, the next song on the EP. Am I right? Sorry, Cherry
Yeah,
Coco.
oh,
Yeah,
yeah,
so
Cherry Coco, yeah.
yeah.
Cherry Coco is pretty much like direct. I mean, the theme of the song is just, I mean, the song is centered around, relationship where this guy is just like really, really cool, like. I mean, it is something that actually happened, yeah, in my previous relationship, yeah, just being on your own, like, you being like a hot guy now, no more
Yeah.
tough boy, no more. So like you can't get this your friend, like babe, we say your friend now can't be crush on you no more. You're like your friend they give you hints, say she they hit on you feel me?
Yeah.
So they're just really chilling, like it's not your fault that this your friend or your best friend like into you, yeah. Like, and then it's not like you were like, girl, I don't know how to put it, but it wasn't like I was doing anything with a best friend, or having anything, going to, or had intentions to do anything with her. But then it just so happened that okay, the main babe, didn't understand, like didn't want to understand, like.
Yeah, they didn't want to understand.
Do
Women
you
don't
get it?
understand.
you know, the conclusion and the judgment just came in, and you know, it was just, oh, so you want to have a thing with this. So like really broke me, because I really, really loved the babe, and you know, I just felt so misunderstood. Like, it just felt so crazy to me, because bro, I wasn't even, you wasn't like that. You caught me, you know, doing anything with babe or flirting, you know, having flirt text or conversation. You just saw comments and, you know, messages from her, and then you just concluded that, oh, this guy is, you know, this guy is, I mean, you're like, what's like, the inspiration was from the pain, because after then, she kind of like switched, and you know, just everything just like, and then, you know, turned out crazy, because you know, you know that feeling when you're misunderstood, and like when person don't want to hear your own side. So in the song, I was just like, hear my side, like, oh my girl, you know, me, I want to maybe, like, just hear my side, like, just hear my own side. Do you get me? Like, just, can you just, like, take a minute to just listen to my own part? Like, I mean, all of this pain is even unnecessary, because you're not making me, you're not listening to me. You don't want to listen to me, you feel. So that was the inspiration behind Cherry Pagoda.
Hey guys, what's up? This is CK, and you're listening to Quality Content Podcast. Keep it locked. You know, we're still moving on. Now, the next one on the album, on the EP, sorry, is it's not a new drop, but it is one of one of your popular songs.
Yeah. The first three songs on the EP actually were made last year, 2021, around June, July, thereabouts, yeah. So it reminds just like me being fed up of everything. Like, see, like me trying to tell this babe, see, this love not be by force. I beg.
It's part of the song. This one, this love not be by force. This love.
Yes. This love not be by force. You know the guy. I'm getting choked up with all this pain. This love not be by force. But this bedroom will make you know my world. Because I know, say you don't underrate me, like you don't rate me, but this bedu, once it pops, you know, and I get to where I want to be, like I hit the milestone I want to be in life. I mean, you don't understand. You feel so like it was just me, you know, like making it known that, see, to love me or to care for me isn't by force. I mean, it's not even supposed to be something that I should be asking or begging for. You feel so it was just me, like just being direct with my proposal, like, I beg, I don't tire. Just for me, like, yeah, you feel me? But this baby will make you know my word. So that's just like the theme of that song. And I really, really like that one, though. Like, I like that. That's that particular song. Trust me. Trust me. So that's how I came up with that song in particular. Eterima. So, yeah.
Thank you. Okay. So down to my favorite personnel on the EP, Bundus.
Bundus.
Bundus. If I don't know if I could check how many times I've played that song since it dropped.
Like you know, like before I made this EP, I was initially wanted to like put out just two songs, like just like a
Yeah,
capsule,
you
like.
first told me it was going to be a two-song capsule or something.
And then I decided to finish like three songs, like just three songs, yeah. And this bundles, I had not made this bundles. Bundles was made like last month, July, like just last month, yeah, bruh. I mean, I never thought I was going to make something like that. I was just chilling, yeah. Then this is my producer, shout out to Cool Speed. This man is always sending me like beat packs, like randomly. Like he just sends, like that's how we do everything. Like he just sends me beats, and I just vibe, vibe, vibe. And anyone that I got stuck with, I just so like when I listened to that beat, it was just like, I mean, it was different because it wasn't something I had done before. Like it was this Caribbean, Caribbean bouncy kind of like vibes. Like what
Yeah.
done before, like bro. I have to do this. I have to like, and the one thing about me, yeah, if you listen to all my songs, like the genres are like different. Like you never see me doing like a vibe like twice. Like I don't repeat like a vibe. Like it always has to be different. Maybe I just do trap or do reggae, and then I just mix it with Afro beats, like proper Afro beats, and then maybe Afro fusion, or like it's never just a particular genre. So when I listened to that beat, I knew I was going to make something crazy, and that beat, yeah, has to be really, really, really bouncy because it's reggae, and anything reggae has to be dirty and bouncy, and has to have
Yeah.
all of that. You feel like reggae no be witty. You guys did very, very, very naughty. So I don't know. One thing, okay, I didn't even say something about Eterima. You didn't even ask me the meaning of Eterima, bruh.
What's the meaning of
I
Ethereum?
promise. I don't know what Eterima means, my guy. I just did see you, but so you're listening to the beats here. I promise you, I was just hearing Eterima in my head. And I kind of believe that, some of these things that we don't know, like some of this, okay, this Eterima, I just feel like in another dimension or in another universe or in another part of life, yeah, it could mean something to other, entities, you feel. For me
Yes.
personally, I don't know what Eterima mean. Guy, I was just in the studio. The only thing I was hearing was Eterima. Like, it
It
was just ringing in my head.
was
Abroad.
ringing in my
Guy, for real, like, I was just hearing Eterima, bro. I just put it in. So, like, it's the same thing that happened with Bundus. Like, I don't know how Bundus came because nobody calls us Bundus, obviously. But once you see Bundus,
head.
you just like know that okay, this it has to be something that something like really bad, it has to be related to. So I don't know when I when the beast was just playing, I just unlose, unlose.
I think it's the deathiest song on the
The first three songs were like heartbroken, inclined songs, if you feel. So I just had to like mix it up, so it shouldn't just be one sad EP, like one complete sad EP. So I just like did that song. That was just last month. I didn't know it was going to be on the EP, I promise you. But then when I made that song, then I played it to myself. But if you follow my tweets here, you'd see that like there were times I was just like tweeting that soon everybody's going to be shouting bundus, 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 bundus. Like so I made this song and I just sent it to a few of my friends, and they're like, bro, this thing's absolutely crazy. It has to be on the EP. So boom, 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 boom. Fast forward to time. I just like, and then I was like asking my fans, like my followers on Instagram, if they wanted me to like add more songs. So they're giving me the right energy. Like, you've starved us for like a very long time. It's only right you give us like more songs. So I'm like, okay, let's get you then. So that was how I just like added Bundus to the collection, bro. And trust me, everybody's been reacting like to that song, and it's just crazy to me because it's not something that it's not it's out of my line. If you like, it's not something I'd ever tried before. But then, Making something like that and getting like the right energy and the right remarks from people is just so, overwhelming, to be very honest. Yeah, so like, bro. So it's just, I mean, the parts that I spoke in that song, I don't even know how I learned that. It's just, I feel like music for me is just, I mean, I just get inspired by a force that I can't like particularly point out. Like, I don't know, where that all of that, inspiration comes from. But then it just happens, and then boom, something magical comes out every time I spit. So it's just like just crazy to me that well. But yeah. So bonus is just mainly but just me, appreciating the backside of a lady though. So no. Yes, now. I just want to see your bundles, like me one video. I just want to see the boo, like I don't want nothing else. Like I just want to be that fat bundles. Like so now bundles now has to be like a slang that everybody, has to start using. And I'm just grateful that I brought out that slang because I make my own slangs, So bundles, can you see your mother get bundles? Like I'm gonna see our bundles, Jesus. If you see that. You feel me though? So just,
Yeah, I do.
so just appreciating bundles and like, basically though. Basically, I mean, I feel like the song is like pretty much straightforward. Like from the first listen, I'm trying to get dirty with a lady. Yeah, so there's that.
Okay, so that's the 4-song EP. It's out now. It's titled Bittersweet, available on all platforms. I just want you guys to go and listen. Start from my own favorite track first. Start
From
from
the
Rose. Yes, from the bottom of the post, now in the sweet pass. Now it's not the way to
no,
talk.
actually, made them start from the top because after you're done listening to sad songs, the last one was just like balance. You get me? So that was intention. Yeah, that was intention. From being, left to being, to being misunderstood, and to so you just giving up. Say, I don't do it again. After it doesn't not do it again, then you just put up one party vibe, because you don't heal now. Like it was just like you, like me healing throughout the whole EP. Like it was just like a process. Like it stayed like a breakdown of the healing process. Like from being, heartbroken, being left behind, to you, to me getting fed up. Like see, maybe by force I beg, can't they go? So after I don't heal finish, then boom, bundus, I don't care again. So it's just me appreciating. I just want to see ass. Like I'm not even concerned with love and all of that. So it's just bundus, bundus, bundus. So that's like the trajectory, like the what's the word, bro? That's just like the concept of the EP, though.
Okay,
Yeah,
like the roadmap of the EP.
exactly. That's the word. That's the word.
So Sensei, if you are not making music, what can we see you doing? Like, is there anything that you do aside from music?
Actually, if I'm not making music, I'm making designs. I'm a designer though. Like I have this brand, yeah. It's like a denim brand. So
Okay.
I'm always creating, ideas. Like I'm always making designs of my work. So like I mean I started that brand last year and I made a lot of pieces, and trust me, a lot of people fucked with it. Like, so lately, what I've been doing, like when I'm not making music, it's just me making designs, like coming up with ideas. And then I'm in fashion school, so yeah, studying fashion and working on the denim brand. So it's just like doing so many things at the same time. So yeah.
Okay, now we've come to the end of this segment of the podcast. Sensei, thank you for coming on my podcast. I really appreciate that. Is there anything you would like to say to my listeners before you go?
Yes. What I'd say is you guys are just like, get familiar with me. Like, trust me, it's going to take a it might take a while for you guys to understand, me and my music, but trust me, bro. I'm on roads, and I just want you all to keep listening to my music and keep supporting the boy, and keep engaging my sound and connecting other people to my music, because trust me, my music is fucking solid. I mean, I can vouch for myself for my music, and I just want to appreciate you guys. I mean, if you've been supporting me, like privately, and connecting my music to other people. I mean, I may not know how you guys, see me or take me, but I just want to let them know, like, in case, like, some for the ones that already know me, or the ones that are like putting my shit on. Like, I just want to let you know that I'm grateful and appreciative, and I just keep doing the Lord's work and keep making you proud. Yeah, basically. So I
Okay.
appreciate it. Yeah. And thank you for also putting me on the podcast, bro. It means a lot to me, like, for me to be able to feel like this is my first interview. Just first interview. Yeah, about the EP, so appreciate you, bro. For
Okay.
real.
So that will be all for today, guys. Until next time, next episode, quality content with Kusman. Thank you all for listening.
Bless up, guys. Bless up.
I'm a road man, you can call me stone man. Still cold, yeah, looking like a stone man. I'm a road man, feeling like a road man. Streets cold, I'm a bust in no time. On a road man, feeling like a stone
Hey guys, welcome back to Quality Content with Kusman. Today, of course, we are continuing with our Afrobeat Diaries. It's going to be the second episode. So you're just keeping up with the industry, kind of. So you get like a monthly bulletin. So today in the house, I have Malik and I have Mr. West. So let's get into it. Yeah, so that's it for today. Thank you guys for listening. Thanks for tuning in. Don't forget to share the link with your friends. If you have friends, just do that for me. Thank you. Happy New Month in advance. Bye, guys.
I'm a road man, you can call me stone man. Still cold, yeah, looking like a stone man. I'm a road man, feeling like a road man. Streets cold, am I bust in no time. On a road man, feeling like a stone man. Still topping, yeah, with a round town. I'm a road man, living like a top man. We topping, yeah. Top my way.